When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm DJ Semtex. This is the Hip Hop Raise Me podcast. Now listen, what we're going to do today is take it back. We're going to take it back to a very, very special interview that I did. It took place last year, February the 10th, 2020. And that was the day that I did an interview with Pop Smoke. It was a very, very great interview. It was an amazing moment. You know, we wanted to do it because we wanted our first episode of the Hip Hop Raise Me podcast to be special. And we felt that Pop Smoke was an artist that represented the past, the present, and the future. And it just felt right. First episode, Pop Smoke. What I didn't know is that that would be the last time I ever talked to him. You know, you know what happened last year. I don't need to go into the details of what happened with his passing, but what we all know is that it's another tragic instance of a very, very great artist gone way too soon. When his debut album, Shoot for the Stars, Aim for the Moon, dropped, we dropped the interview on YouTube, and it's crazy that a year later, 18 months later, that album is still in the US and UK album charts, other charts around the world as well. It was one of the biggest albums of 2020. So, you know, it's safe to say that Pop's legacy definitely lives on. His influence and his music definitely lives on. There was a point a couple of months ago, it felt like there was a new Pop Smoke feature every other week coming out. He's on the Migos album. He's on the Kid Cudi album. And he's on the Fredo album out in the UK. So with the new album that dropped last week, Faith, the last track on the album, Merci Beaucoup, there's a bit of our interview at the end of that track. I've got to give a big shout out to Stephen Victor, Shiv, the team. They reached out. They were like, yeah, we want to use some of this on the album. I was like, of course. And it's a crazy full circle moment, you know, and it feels like the right time to put this interview on a podcast. You know, it needs to exist on a podcast somehow, some way. So this is the right time to do it. This is a very, very special moment. This is a very, very great artist. I managed to speak to a real one and do something in depth, and it's an amazing moment. This is the legend himself, Pop Smoke. Hey yo, listen, we're back, bigger, better, stronger. Right now, I'm here with, like, the Talk of New York. Like, I'm with the guy that's got the clubs, got the radios, got the streets on smash, everything, Pop Smoke. How you doing, man?
What's up, man?
Good to see you again.
Likewise.
The last time I saw you, we did a show, a legendary show, North London. That was crazy, right?
Yeah.
People trying to kick the doors off and everything. It's like, how did that feel?
That was cool for my first show in London. That was a vibe.
Did you expect it to be like that?
Nah, not at all.
Because it's like, when we was trying to book the show, it was like early, and people were like, yeah, but you know, it might be too early. And I was like, no. This is going to go. It sold out immediately.
Yeah.
I had people screaming at me, like, why did you only do it in that size venue?
You know, you always got to have some haters.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That is crazy.
You always got to have some haters.
And you did the Skepta tour as well?
For sure.
How was that?
Lovely. Crazy.
All right.
I'm saying, Skepta showed me some new things.
Right. So the first time you come to the UK, you're doing your own show, you're on tour with Skepta. Not a lot of US artists do that. Like, that's like a great start, strong start.
Yeah.
So what do you like about the UK, first and foremost?
Well, it's like the home of the drill. You know what I'm saying? This is where I call all my vibes from.
That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, let's take it back. Like, you know, when did Pop Smoke start rapping? When did Pop Smoke become Pop Smoke?
Bro, you might not believe me, but I just started rapping.
For real?
At 18. Rapping.
How old are you now?
20.
20?
For sure. I just started rapping. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know what I'm saying? It's all new to me. You know how some people would come here, I've been rapping since a baby, you know, like, nah. Right. I just started rapping, you know what I'm saying? My feet starting to get wet right now.
So who's inspired you to start rapping? Like, who was it that was like, you know, is it an artist or is it somebody that you know? Like, what made you want to start doing it?
I always been like musical and artsy, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was like raised in the church and shit. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I always been around music, pianos, drums, choir, singing, the whole nine yards, you know what I'm saying? All that fun shit. But I just never rap. I never did rap. I was just singing all that.
So what made you do it? What made you want to start rapping?
Just doing something different. Like, I remember the day I went into the studio with my little bro. I went in the studio with my little brother or whatever, and he was rapping. He was getting his buzz up in New York, you know what I'm saying? He buzzing. And he got so high one day and he just passed out. And I'm like, you know what? We're not about to waste the studio sound. So I started looking up beats. And when I looked up beats, I looked up Chef G song.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So right on the Chef G song was Chef G beat, but it wasn't his beat. It was just like a beat that said 808 Mellow.
Right.
So I clicked on the beat and it happened to be my first song. Wow. And I just started rapping and it's been up ever since.
Wow.
Up. You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, but listen, an 808 Mellow's from the UK, right?
Yeah.
So that's crazy, like, because, like, let me rewind this and let me break it down to people, the significance of this. So Pop Smoke is in New York, starts rapping over a beat made by a UK producer from London.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen. It hasn't really happened before.
It wasn't a thing. I agree.
That's crazy.
Definitely wasn't a thing. But I put that, I shine that light on it. And I'm happy to be that person to do that.
Was there ever any question like, oh, this guy's an English dude, fuck that, I'm not doing it? Or was it just like, you just liked the track immediately?
What you mean?
I mean, you know, I know that New York state of mind. Some people be like, yo, we don't fuck with those overseas guys. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
nah,
you just cool with it.
Never.
Right.
At the time, I didn't realize that it was like, I mean, of course it say UK.
Mm.
It say UK. But at the time, I'm not really thinking too deep into it.
Right.
Because that's just the type of vibe I was listening to.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, around that time, 16 to 18, I was listening to a lot of drill shit.
Mm.
The New York drill scene.
Right.
So that was a lot of Sleepy, Chef G, you know what I'm saying? Rod Swish. You know what I'm saying? A lot of them guys, you know what I'm saying? So I was already into it. I wasn't thinking about these guys from UK. I was painting a picture of New York drill scene.
Right.
So I'm thinking this is New York drill.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's not until I'm getting these 20 millions of views.
Right.
And these, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All this money and all this shit that I'm like open to the home of it.
Yeah.
Where it started and all that.
I mean, New York's the home of hip hop, right?
It's where definitely it all the home. Yeah.
So it's kind of crazy that, you know, drill started in Chicago. It's influenced New York, it's influenced London, and then the influence from London's coming back to New York. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But I know
drill started in Chicago?
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
But it ain't like London drill.
Yeah, it's different.
My drill not like Chicago.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We do the same things.
Yeah.
But that drill, it ain't like Chicago. It ain't like Chicago. Like London and New York, it's kind of like the same thing.
Mm. A lot of...
We look the same. We dress the same.
And like...
We walk the same.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We take pictures the same. Like, you could tell. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I look at a London nigga and a New York nigga, you wouldn't be able to tell the difference.
Hmm.
As if I look at a New York nigga and a Chicago nigga, you could tell
a
buddy from Chicago.
Right.
Like, Buddy ain't from New York.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The only way you could tell a London nigga from New York nigga is when he talk.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because y'all got that slang, y'all got that British, I don't know what y'all call it.
Yeah.
But y'all got
just
that.
The talk.
That talk, that slang, that in it and all that. Yeah. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But even with that, we still got the same slang.
Mm.
We share that. Because we still yardy. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So all that ting, 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 nigga, that's us too.
Mm.
And not the only ones who do that.
Yeah.
All that mandem and,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? All that yard talk, we got that same shit. It's crazy. You got to come out there. You ever been to New York?
Yeah, all the time.
A lot of time, right?
Yeah.
Have you been to the hood?
Depends who I'm with. I'll be real. You don't want to be going out to the hood and you're not. You know what I'm saying?
That's
unless you're with the right people. You don't want to be doing that. But like, I've been different hoods. Like,
alright, so then you should know that. You know. Mm. In New York, especially Brooklyn, it's a lot of fucking, what you call that? A lot of like yard people, Caribbean people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We share Brooklyn. The Caribbean share that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you're gonna hear that them accents come out of Brooklyn.
Yeah.
All that Jamaican accent, Trini accent, Panamanian accent, Bajan, all them type of slang words you're gonna hear come out of Brooklyn.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And the same as London.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So I feel like we share the same shit. It's just I think it's the tone of voice.
Yeah.
The only thing different with London and New York is the tone.
Right.
And the way we talk.
But is the crazy thing about your tone is, like, so I saw someone tweet one time that Pop Smoke is the spirit of Brooklyn past. And it's like, it is reminiscent of, like, eras that have come before you. But it's also very reminiscent, like, people have compared you out here to an artist called Abracadabra, who was doing the drill thing early. And it's like, it's kind of like you're the perfect international artist. It's like, you know, you're from New York, but you got a London influence and you can, it's like, I was saying to someone like, you might as well move out here for a while because it's like you fit in perfectly with what you're doing musically.
Shit, damn right.
Yeah.
I might as well get a spot out here.
Yeah.
Look at one of them shit for me. Where we at right now? Look at one of them things.
Yeah. But like, this is a very dope time. It's very crazy. And you know, and the mixtape just dropped, Meet the Woo 2. And yo, that shit is a pleasure to listen to, bro.
For sure.
I'm not gonna lie, that's like, as a DJ, he's got everything I need. Like club bangers, radio bangers, everything. But it's just the energy of it and the sound is very, it's like a celebration. It's a celebration of what's going on over here, what's going on over there. It's dope.
I appreciate that, my nigga. For sure.
It's dope. It's dope.
Appreciate that. On God.
But not everybody shares that viewpoint.
Let's talk about it.
I tweeted yesterday, right? UK producers run New York. And the reason why I did the tweet was because...
Oh, that was you, wasn't
it?
Yeah. Oh, you were trolling, man. You were trolling. I wanted to say something too, you know. I wanted to say something too, you know, but I'm like, man, let him do his thing.
Let Subtex take that.
Yeah, that's the doggy.
But you know, the reason why I did it was because, you know, my friend texted me. He's like, Sam, I'm in New York. Like, shout out to Chris. He was like, it's Chris, the promoter we work with, we did tonight. And he was like, yo, this sound, this drill sound, it's like you come out of a car, you hear it, you go to a shop, you hear it, it's in every club, it's in restaurants, it's like, it's everywhere.
It's taking over.
So that's why I was like, UK producers with New York. You know what I'm saying? If there's any time I could do it, it's now.
Nigga, you like, ain't wrong.
Yeah.
Speak your mind, nigga. You can't get mad at your opinion. It's definitely bigger than it ever been.
Yeah. Definitely.
You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
So what happened?
Yeah.
Anybody feel a way about that? What's up, nigga? What they want to do? Like, you don't care. What's up?
It ruffled feathers. It ruffled feathers. But you know what? Fuck it. It's good, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? People on their toes and that. So, I mean, so for people who don't know, what exactly is the Woo?
The Woo?
Yeah.
You're looking at them. But it's bigger than me. I ain't bigger than the Woo. But I am the Woo. Does it make sense? You get what I'm saying? Like, I'm the perfect, like, you know what I'm saying? Example of the Woo.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Or it's like, I'm a little light today because you called me coming out to tell.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? This is regular fit, little Prada bait. You know what I'm saying? Dawn C, Louis. It's calm today.
Right.
So okay. I got a little light jewelry. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you know, the woo is just your vibe that you give off. Right. Certain type of people.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Niggas who just like to look nice. Nigga who like to smell good. Who like to take care of himself. Who like to feed his family and do for others. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Nigga who get up and get fly, put on them designer clothes. I'm sorry. All that good shit. You know what I'm saying?
What was it like growing up in New York?
Shit. Treacherous. It's treacherous. You know what I'm saying? It's different. It's different. You know what I'm saying? But it's fun though. It's fun. You know what I'm saying? Like New York, especially Brooklyn. Like Brooklyn is like, it's like, it's a vibe like no other, you know what I'm saying? Like when you go out there, you just be on some shit like you a kid again, like. You know what I'm trying to show you? You know what I'm trying to show you? Like, you be on some shit like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like, you know when a little kid go to Disney World?
Yeah.
And it's like, oh my God. It's that type of vibe when you go to Brooklyn, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's definitely some real shit going on. You know what I'm saying? It's good things to see. But it's some real shit going on.
What did you grow up listening to?
I'm an old soul. I got an old soul. So you won't believe it, but I grew up listening to like R&B and shit. A lot. Like half of my playlist is R&B.
Oh, for real?
For sure. Like, Luther Vandross. You know what I'm saying? What's that crazy?
Classics.
Yeah, what's this crazy? James Brown.
Right.
Michael Jackson. You know what I'm trying to say? Boys to men. You know what I'm trying to show you? That type of vibe. All right. You know what I'm saying? And I grew up in a church, so it was a whole bunch of gospel going around in my house. You know what I'm saying?
I hear that.
Yeah.
And
so
what about from a rap perspective? Like, what was
the rap wasn't a lot, you know what I'm saying? It was really just like 50, because everybody said I looked like the nigga, so I tapped in. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of 50, a lot of Jay-Z, a lot of Nas, a lot of Biggie, a lot of Jada. You know what I'm saying? A lot of, I was big on Lil Wayne, like at a certain time.
It's just crazy because the style of music that you're doing, like the energy is totally different to that. Like a lot of that was like a boom bap type of sound. Like,
yeah, but I think drill got some boom bap too. Them 808s hitting. Hitting hard. Boof. Bow. Like, they hit hard. You know what I'm saying? To a point where everybody like, damn, I need that. I need that 808. I need that hit. I need them shits to hit like that. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that, this, like how New York had that fucking, that feeling, that boom bap feeling that everybody wanted to hop on. Them drill beats got that same exact feeling, just in a different way.
It's a different era, right?
Yeah.
The new age.
The new age, but it's the same shit. It just, you know how everything just come back?
Mm.
I feel like it's coming back to New York with this London-based sound.
Mm.
For sure.
It's beautiful. Like,
it's hard.
You may have heard of the podcast Juicy Scoop. Wondered what it is? Why aren't you listening? Well, I'm its host. Created it, been doing it for 7 years. I'm Heather McDonald of Juicy Scoop with Heather McDonald. Now, I could tell you why you should be listening to my show, but my listeners wanted to write the ad for me, and here are some of the things they said. Not your regular Juicy podcast. Catch up on all the juicy topics from Hollywood and pop culture to true crime and beyond. Heather McDonald's Juicy Scoop always has great guests, great laughs, and great gossip. It's a comedian's take on the hottest headlines. Juicy Scoop is the pop culture news you want to hear. No BS, no filter, no filler. Raw, real, and in the moment. Throw in the hilarity of amazing comedians that you will instantly be obsessed with, a juicy crime story, and a dash of normal life in LA moments, and you've got yourself an amazing week of Juicy Scoop. 2 episodes every week, every Tuesday and Thursday. It will never let you down.
How did you manage to put the track Welcome to the Party together? Like,
what did that?
Yeah.
I did that happen? All right, so look, let me tell you. what's going on? I had picked my little brother from school. You know what I'm saying? Percocet, shot of Henny. You know what I'm saying? Got some Chinese food. Be chilling. Got some Tropicana, fruit punch. You know what I'm saying? And we just in the crib. And we just talking about how my first song, NPR, hit them hard. Then he like, damn. Then we talking about the flexing, my flexing record, the second song I dropped, how that hit him hard. And then we like, damn, the ladies kind of love Meek the Woo, the third record. Mm. They like, yo, Pop, what you gonna drop next? They saying, how you feeling? I said, I'm a thot. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Like, I'm feeling slutty. Everybody can get it. Like, you know what I'm trying to show you?
Yeah.
Some G said everybody can get it. Like, some real shit.
Yeah.
And then it just like, hold on, what? And then that night, I went to New Apollo's with one of my vibes. You know what I'm saying? And we had got a drink. Well, a couple drinks. You know what I'm saying? But I'm so stuck. You know what I'm trying to show you?
Yeah.
I'm sourced up. But I just like, shit, I'm going to die tonight. Like, get me lit. And then this old girl going to be, she hyping me up. Talking about some, oh, you a thot, huh? Yeah. You know, she's like, you a thot, huh? Yeah. I bet. So I just went back to 808. Because that's all I knew.
Right.
Because it worked all three times.
Right.
I'm hitting in the hood. So I'm like, you know what? Let's go right back to 808 type beat. I'm driving home with Shorty, put on 808 beat. And I'm like, hold on, I'm a thot. Give me lit. I ain't even had Baby Welcome to the Party yet. I was just like, I'm a thot. Give me lit. Hold on. Get on my hip. Hold on. You know what I'm saying? Mm. I had that knocked down. You know what I'm saying? I'm ready.
You really had the gun on your hip.
Listen, man. Hey, cuz.
It's entertainment. It's entertainment. All right.
Yeah, but you know, it was real. It was nasty around them times.
Right.
Had them.
Mm.
No more guns, though.
Yeah.
No more guns. Woo for school.
So you're driving home. I'm a thot. On my hip. That's what happened next.
I'm a thot. Get me lit.
Right.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, so I'm like, I'm just repeating it. I'm a thot, give me lit. And I'm like, wow, this shit got like a little ring to it. So I go home with Shorty. I do my ones and twos, bust her ass. You know what I'm saying? Then the next day, I'm like, let's go back to that beat right there. Let's go back to that. So I'm like, call my engineer over. Yo, what the fuck, yo? My boy, good catch. Well, yeah. I'm like, let's go back to that beat.
Hmm.
Call my engineer over. You know what I'm saying? 1, 2, 3. Magic. I'm telling you, straight like that. Once my engineer came over, you know what I'm saying? Smoked some, had a little drink. It was over. 30 minutes, straight shot. Hold on. Baby, welcome to the party. Hold on. I'm up the money to Zandaline. That's why I'm moving retarded. Wait. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Like, it just hugged the beat. It just hugged right there. 30 minutes. In and out. Mm. Bow. On to the next one.
Crazy.
For sure.
Did you think that was going to be the joint that would change your life?
No. But I knew it was hard as hell.
Mm.
So I'm like, whenever it come out, shifting a hug. Because I wasn't thinking about the masses yet. Mm. I'm thinking about my hood.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, nah, I got to drop another one for the hood.
Mm.
And anything I was dropping at that time was hugging.
Right.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm like, listen, this shit finna hug these little niggas regardless.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I didn't think it was going to be this big.
Mm. When I first heard it, I seen it, I got it off a DJ pool. And I was like, I always check things out. Like, I was like, I hadn't heard of you at that point. So I was just like, oh, let me try this out. I'll check it out. And then I was like, this is different. I was like, this shit's crazy. You know, like to say that in this day and age, you can't say that often about music because a lot of it's the same. A lot of it's
same shit.
But I was like, this is different. And then I was like, you know, I was like, this is like a New York guy on a UK drill beat. And I said to my guy, I was like, yo, like this, you know. And then he was like, yeah, this is different. Like, I play it on my show. And then my producer, who's on my show, she was like, off air, she was like, yo, Sam, what the fuck is this? Like, what's this crazy shit you're playing this week? Like,
yeah.
By the time it finished, like, oh shit, that's the joint.
Like, yeah.
And it just like, yo, that was like instantly. It was like, yeah. I was like, he's one of them joints, like, you need to hear this shit. You don't know about that. Like, and it caught fire quickly. It moved quickly, but it's dope to see something literally come out of nowhere, you know? Like, it seemed like that from over here in London, you know, the other side of the sea from where you guys are at. It was exciting, you know? That's why I was like, yeah, we need to bring him over for a show.
Mm-hmm.
But it's dope. It's like, it's the perfect, it's the perfect marriage of two cultures. Like, you've done it, you know what I'm saying? It's like, people have done collaborations before, but this is like, not like this. This is
damn right. Appreciate that.
It's dope.
Appreciate that.
It's dope. So, you know, you come to the UK, you tour, you're doing shows, you're smashing it, you turn it down. How did it feel when you got arrested when you landed at the airport? Because that must have been crazy.
How I felt?
Yeah.
Felt like, here we go again.
But to come off a plane and then, you know, you just come on the back of, like, you know, crazy shows. People cheering for you. People, you got 200 in London. And then you land, you touch down, and then it's just like that. Because I saw that in the news, and I was like, we're not going to talk about a case or anything like that. But I was just like, that's fucked up, you know?
Yeah, so obviously I've been locked up before. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't nothing new to me. So when they just came, I'm like, come on, man, let's go. That's what y'all here for. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's up? You know what I'm saying? We ain't going bitch and none of that crazy shit. You know what I'm trying to show you? Because we've been through it already. Ain't nothing new. You know what I'm saying? Them folks want to get you. They got me. Let's go. Let's go through the process. I'm going to get out. I ain't dead.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. All right. And then you're back stronger than ever, bigger than ever.
Yeah, for sure.
How did you connect with Travis Scott for the Jack Boys project?
How?
Yeah.
How do we connect?
Yeah.
How do we connect?
Mm.
On some real shit, I ain't gonna cap. We connected through Steven.
Right.
Like, Steven Vick, the one who told me, like, hey, Trav wanna fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? But I did see him on the gram. Bopping and weaving, you know what I'm saying? Wooing to the dance, I'm saying wooing to the music and shit. So I saw that he was vibing to it. He was feeling the music, but we ain't connect yet. I think Steven connected the dots like that, you know what I'm saying? And got it right. Because I ain't know nobody who knew Travis. At least not yet.
Right.
Travis at the time, Travis is like, not at the time, but for sure at the time, but he's, you know, Travis is like, yeah, that's a star. Like, he's different. Like, for real, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know nobody who know him. Like, he's so far gone. You know what I'm trying to show you? Like some niggas I could tell you, like, oh yeah, me and my boy grew up together. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, we met in the corner store.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, oh me and my, oh my son Simtek. Yeah, he connect that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So did you work in the studio together on it, or was
for
it?
For sure.
Right.
Oh, yeah, let's lock in.
Right.
A lot of the times, if you see me with an artist, I locked in. We got to lock in. You know, I don't really like niggas. You know what I'm saying? So if I don't meet you and we don't vibe and kick it, I ain't really trying to do no music with you. Straight. Because I might not like you. So you might do the song and then I meet you, and you a whole dickhead. You an asshole. I'm like, I ain't feeling, boy. I ain't feeling, buddy. He gotta go out. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I know, you know what I'm talking about. You might meet somebody, you might like their music, but then you meet them, and you be like,
yeah.
I'm good.
It's gotta be about the energy, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Like, I'm one of them niggas. Like, if I don't feel you, if I don't feel your energy, I'm lost. I'm gone. Later.
You both got crazy live shows. You both got like bangers. Like, what was that like? What was that session like, though?
Oh, man. That was crazy. I was geeked up. Because first, I'm a fan first. Hmm. I ain't afraid to say it. I'm a fan first. So just to see my boy work, it's like, you know what I'm saying?
Hmm.
It's like crazy. You know what I'm trying to show you?
Yourself and 5 Year Old Foreign, like, you're really bringing like other artists into the woo or into the wave, like into the sound. It's fascinating, man. I'm not gonna lie, it's because it's like, you know, even on the new mixtape, you know, you got A Boogie on there, and it's like I could never have imagined him jumping on a track like that like a year ago, or, you know.
For real?
Yeah, and same for Quavo.
Mm.
Shake the Room's banger. Like, that shit's quick. I never thought I'd hear Quavo on a track like that.
Appreciate that. Damn right. That shit is hard as hell.
So when you work with these
guys, that ain't the only one. We got a couple more in the stash too.
Oh, for real?
For sure. What you thought, we just gonna do one and get out? I ain't that much of a thot. Come on.
Wow, that's crazy. How did you connect with Quavo?
How? Then my boy Stephen Vick again.
Right.
Stephen Vick.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Stephen Vick.
Okay.
And we locked in. Quavo, that's my boy for real. We chop it up all the time.
Mm.
Or,
while you was in the UK, like we spoke about certain artists, and you was talking about some, like, is there anyone in particular that you listen to, like, when you're back overseas, like in the US?
What UK artists I listen to?
Yeah,
I like Fred. Pardon me. I like Fred. I like Young Ads. I like D Block Europe. Period. Mm. You know what I'm saying? I like J Hush. I like what's shorty name? Georgia.
Oh, Georgia Smith.
Yeah, I like Georgia.
Everyone likes Georgia Smith.
I like Georgia. I like Georgia. I like Hetty.
Right.
Skep, man. You know Skep.
Yeah.
I listen to Skep the most, probably.
Right.
And that's pretty much it, like, who I really tapped into.
Mm.
I'm pretty sure it's some more hot young niggas and shit. Oh, and I like M24.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. I like M24, yeah. I fuck with him.
That's tough.
My little vibes put me on to him.
Right.
Yeah, he's nice.
So, we got UK producers in New York. How do we get our UK rappers over there? What do we need to do to make that happen?
Tell them come fuck with the wolf. You know what I'm saying? Tell them tap in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I think they're definitely gonna do that.
I tell them to tap in. It ain't hard. Just gotta fuck with niggas.
Mm.
I'm saying, cause real niggas gonna vibe with real niggas. So as long as you ain't on no sucker shit, you'll be alright. You good. You already got one pass.
Mm.
You ain't no snitch. You ain't no sucker. You know what I'm saying? You green. You know what I'm saying? Pull up. Because I listen to a lot. It's a lot of artists over here who I'm like, damn, this shit'll go up over. You know what I'm saying? In the States. You know what I'm saying?
Is there anyone that you think could work, like, out there, like, particular? Is anyone?
All of them. Everybody just name.
Oh, for real?
Mm-hmm. They could work. They just need to be put in the right spot with the right people. And it's gone. It's out of here. What's that? It's up.
Nah, I hear that.
For sure.
There'll be people locked in right now like, yo, there's an army of kids out here that want to do that. Like, yeah. they got their eyes on it, so.
For sure. Tell them niggas shoot for the stars, woo.
Yeah.
Aim for the moon.
Who else should we look out for from the U.S. who's coming through? Like,
from the U.S.?
Yeah.
Of course, 5 Yo.
Yeah.
Got Chef G, Sleepy Hollow.
Yeah.
Busy Banks, Rod Swish. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They there.
Yeah.
You're going to see them niggas. It's they like, right, they right there.
I see people like, they're like, yeah, the drill thing, though, it's not a New York thing, it's a Brooklyn thing. You know, there's some salty people out there. Musty people who don't want to see it go. But is there any other cities where this sounds popping? Like outside of New York?
Outside of New York?
Yeah. I just want to, like, I'm just intrigued, like, the way that this whole thing is going.
Of course, you know Atlanta.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's hitting in Atlanta.
Yeah.
You see my boy Quay got on them joints.
Drill
beats.
Yeah.
So you know it's hitting in Atlanta. It soon hit Philly. My Philly niggas jacking them UK beats.
Right.
My Miami niggas, my Florida niggas,
right,
jacking them beats. You already know Chicago. I know Chicago.
And you got the UK, like.
Yeah, UK, of course.
The next show sold out in 10 minutes as well.
Like, yeah.
Crazy. And I think your shit's always going to sell out, like, quick.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm looking forward to the most? You know it's going to be emotional? Wireless. Yeah. Wireless Festival. Like, when you come out on stage, like, out here in the summer for that, bro, that shit.
Yeah,
just make sure you got 5 camera teams, different angles, movies.
Movie shit.
Yeah, virtual reality, whatever. Just like, that's going to be epic, seriously.
Yeah,
like,
I can't wait.
Yeah.
You're going to shake the room, nigga. It's going crazy. Up.
Yeah. That's going to be, like, emotional.
Yeah.
Mad emotional. But I'm mad happy for you, man, seriously. Seeing how, you know, the development, the sound and everything else and where you're taking it, it's exciting, man. So
yeah,
it's dope to see.
For sure. Appreciate that, gangster.
So Meet the Wu-2's out. Like, what else should we look out for the rest of the year?
Pop Smoke finna drop a love song.
For real?
Yeah.
Serious?
Yeah. It's up. I gotta show these girls I ain't just straight. You know what I'm saying?
But they love your voice, you know.
Yeah, it's still my voice.
Yeah.
But I'ma just show them now, you know.
Yeah.
I'ma show them what's up, cause it's, you know, I'm a human. Mm. So you know what I'm saying? I ain't always hard all the time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. I gotta show them a different side. So Possible finna drop a love song. I might just drop a whole love EP.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Just to shake the room up.
Right.
So look out for that.
Cool.
You know, I'm going on tour.
Yeah. Well, look, listen, appreciate you taking the time out, man. Yeah. And then no doubt we'll connect again. I'll see you back and forth. Like, I'll probably see you in New York, or you're going to be out here anyway. So
yeah,
that's dope, man.
Yeah.
There you have it. Rest in power, Bashar Baraka Jackson, known as Pop Smoke. Very, very great artist. Lives on through his music, his influence, his legacy. I want to thank Stephen Victor and Shiv for hooking up that moment. You know, it's a very, very special moment that holds even more significance now. I'm just glad I got the chance to be able to talk to him. And glad to be, you know, for a part of his journey for a brief moment. It's heart-wrenching. Even hearing it again now, and even though it's 18 months later, it's just sad, you know, absolutely heart-wrenching. If you want to find out more about Pop Smoke, if you want to get another insight into his life, if you haven't already checked out the episode of the Hip Hop Raise Me podcast with Stephen Victor, you should definitely check it out. An incredible episode. I'd say it's one of the best interviews I've ever done. I'm not trying to stunt, flex or anything like that, but Stephen Victor is the guy that discovered Pop. He signed him and he introduced him to the world. And to hear their journey, you know, that was a very, very different journey that Stephen and Pop had together. You know, from the outside, we see the music, the videos, we see the momentum, we see the success. But that behind the scenes journey of two individuals whose paths aligned and, you know, both of their careers excelled, both of their lives changed when they started working together. Fascinating story. So if you want to find out more, definitely check it out. And once again, thanks to Stephen Victor, Shiv, the team, Pop Smoke's family, friends, and rest in power, Pop Smoke.